Yesu yibazwa mu rugendo.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Yesu yamutambira mu kama wa Yesu.
How have you been in the name of our Master Jesus?
Mwibale kutya.
Thank you for coming.
Ukama na wewe mwakisa.
May God bless you richly.
Atuwebaze abawereza abavudde waguru.
Let us thank the ministers who have first ministered.
Ababadde bakutte kondeere. Gatufuuyira omulere tusobole okudduka.
As he sound the trumpet for us that we may run.
Tudduka ekibi.
And we run from sin.
Era naffe twesiimye nnyo.
We too we are blessed.
Kubanga naffe kankano tuweereddwa mu kukondeere.
For right now we've been given the trumpet.
Okubafuuyira omulere musobole okudduka.
That we may sound the trumpet for you that we may run from sin.
Tukegeyena.
That we run from hell.
Mudduka ennyanja y'omulere. Ketuva tukutte ekkondeere lino.
To sound with this trumpet that you may hear, that you too may run. But still know one thing, today which will die will never hear. No matter how much you sound a trumpet, it can never hear. Only the one of God is the one who can hear God's words. If you are of God, you're going to hear the words of God.
Or
the voice of God, you're going to be living. May God bless you as you hear His words. You greet for me your neighbor. Show them the hope of the salvation they entered in. Tell them the hope of their salvation. Praise Jesus. That word that would have totally gotten lost, it means we have ever gotten lost. We would have totally gotten lost, would have gotten deeper into getting lost. But first of all, we got lost. And he speaks that all of them are like sheep to be taken to be slaughtered. They are lost. Do you know why we got lost? Because our Father is in heaven. But see where we are. And when it fails,
he
says, what does it profit to eat and flower? And you forfeit with your soul.
For
there is another place you can move into and get more lost. That's why Jeremiah says, Jeremiah 22:10, and say, don't cry for the one who dies and the one who goes, but cry that they will not go back to their own country. For you totally got lost and you get into hell. You get more lost. Now, the other words would have gotten totally lost.
Here
on the world, most of us got lost. And Christ told us again that our Father is in heaven, remember. And we arose to remember where the Father is. And he told us he's the way which can take us back to the Father. But getting lost is still moving on in the
future.
And people continue to get totally lost. For when you go in hell, we expect the lake of fire is going to take you deeper into getting lost. And you will never see of the Father again.
But
holiness, no one will see him. Those that took it totally deeper, that's what has been sunk. But we thank God, for right now he shows us the light.
And
he lightens us that we can go back home. Truly we would have gotten totally lost. A lot of deception is in the world. The prisons of the devil are many. You may not escape them if the Father does not draw you. But we thank him who draws us every day.
And he
takes us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Praise Jesus.
And we
thank God so much, the living God, because of that reason.
Also, most
of the pastors and everyone in his gift have to resume to serve God. But the problem which came in the church, they got where the gift of the pastor where it has to work, and they say that that is a coordination. You're just coordinating the program. In the kingdom of God, the person who coordinates the program is always the pastor. To prepare the hearts of the people very well. To pastor them to be in the mode of continuing to get the word of God. To prepare them very well. Now in the church we may not use that word coordination. We are going to use the word pastoring.
Who
is going to pastor the people today or tomorrow? We are not going to use the word coordination. For in the kingdom of heaven is not existing. There is pastoring. Praise Jesus so much. Now we shall get explained to them. When we shall be seeing the right Christ and his church. Praise Jesus. Now we thank God for the good moment he's given us. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. We love you so much. In the name of Jesus. We are here to minister with you, Pastor Bosa. And God who has accepted us. That we
too
are in his state house to minister. Praise Jesus. Father has to first get pleased to give you a position in the state house to minister there. Or in the state house of the Master Jesus. Or the one of the Holy Spirit. We are given positions to minister within the state house. I speak of the spiritual gifts. For the Father gives spiritual gifts. And the Son also gives. Even the Holy Spirit. Now those are their houses, each one with
these.
We too are given positions to minister within their state houses or in their offices. May God bless you. We commit these words to you that you may accept it in the office that you take it to many other people.
Amen.
Amen. Count yourself like that and think of yourself like that. That right now these words, they are giving you a position in the state house of the Father that you best within it to serve and
minister
others. For he says, commit these words to faithful people. They will spread them ahead.
If
it's any time you get these words, they are the ones who are to give you a password to serve in that state house. To have a spiritual gift there. That is the office given you there. To be able to minister. Hold on the words of life, God bless you. We want to be moving on with the journey of heaven. We
must
move through the Bible for 7 years.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And this journey of heaven
will
reveal the mystery of God.
In
Revelation 10, verse 7.
The
Bible says that the mystery of God
has
been preaching to the servants, the prophets. It will be first revealed. Then the seventh trumpet will be sounded. But we discovered this mystery in Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 unto 27. And this one is the Master Jesus. Within him are things in heavens and on earth. And in seeing the journey of heaven, we are revealing those secrets. And according to Luke, Luke chapter
8,
verse 16 and 17. He said that the end will not come unless everything which had been hidden has been exposed. In the journey of heaven,
move
through the Bible for 7 years, through visions, through the dream, through the trance, the azotas, the urim, and the other spiritual transports. This journey was moved. Right from planet Earth where we are. Praise Jesus. This planet you see it as big. But it's one of the smallest things on the body of Christ. And it is the one you are seeing right there. When you get from that planet,
as we've
been studying, you who have not been here, there are other 9 planets which you try to see. Those plants you cannot live there with flesh and blood. Except when you're going there, you must cover yourself so much. You must gather your own oxygen to go with there. When you reach there, there is no oxygen to be breathed by flesh and blood. Praise Jesus. And after that, we moved out, go saw the kingdom of the stars. And the moon and the sun, which are in the firmament of the heaven. When you look up there, when you look on the heaven, you see as if the heaven, the stars are on the heaven, and you see very small things there. But friend, the stars are very big, bigger than even planet Earth where we are. And what we see is not a star when you see up. We are rather seeing the reflections from the real star. Praise Jesus. But they are very far, and we saw their life. We saw hell, the prison of God, where he imprisons all the rebellious spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And they are known as the bottomless pit. There where you see that darkness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's where we find hell.
And
we so much concerning it. We
saw
the angel who is the head in the bottomless pit. Angel Abaddon. Revelations 9:11. Even the groups of angels he works with. 200 billion of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And this one we saw that they work with the angel of death. According to Revelation 6. Verse 7 unto 8. And we saw much which is in hell, the punishments which are different, which are given the sinners, they who are fallen in hell or in the bottomless pit. Praise Jesus. We saw that hell is a prison of God, and no spirit can escape from there to come back here. Praise Jesus. And we saw the angel of death, how we get spirit out of the body, that if you are a sinner and he hands you over the angel of hell, when you are
already,
he gives you to Michael or Gabriel
or
the angel of fire to head you to the door of heaven,
the
Jerusalem city of heaven, the gathering of the saints, which we are about to cover.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But in all that, separated the first and the second death, the first and the second resurrection, all that we passed through them. And we headed to see the principalities in the kingdom of the stars. We said much concerning them who have not been here. We request you all to do everything possible to appear here throughout the usual weekdays. Praise Jesus. For they were put around 5 to favor you if you come from your work, that you can come and you get those messages. For we are leaving you so much behind, and we have not reached to edit that work to give it to you in series. Now because of that, may God make it possible for you that you may appear. For
we are
proceeding on to see the principalities in the second part.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We began to see principalities in the kingdom of the stars. They are led by the devil and his assistant Jezebel, the first fallen angel. These principalities, they are the fallen angels.
And
many times they are called demons of the dead. But that they just hide within it. And we are going to get to explain more of that.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In this second part, as we see principalities, we saw their main first headquarter in the kingdom of the stars. In this book of Obadiah, let's read their brief.
Obadiah is Sura Esoka.
Obadiah chapter 1 from verse 1.
Okwolesebwa kwa Obadiah, bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda ku Edomu, nti tuwulidde ebigambo ebiva eri Mukama, n'omubaka atumiddwa eri amawanga nti muyimuke, tuyimuke ku nsi ye tulwane naye.
Yesu yebazibu.
Amen.
Omubaka mukama wafe Yesu Kristo bwe yali ajja.
Abaamasajja
nga basinzira mu bwakabaka bwe
mwennyini.
Baasalawo okukolawo olutalo.
Omukama ne Masiya we. Nga
bye mutera okuwulira mu Zabbuli esula
ey'okubiri.
Omwoyo Mutukuvu nga
annyonnyola.
Bakabaka b'ensi n'abafuga. Bagolokosezza olutalo. Ku mukama ne Masiya we.
Nga
bagamba tukutule enjegereze.
Era
tuzikirize.
Omubaka we.
Naye Omwoyo Mutukuvu agamba.
Atuula waggulu alise. Mukama alibadde owulira. The Lord would scorn on them.
Yesu
yebazibu. Praise Jesus.
Kati ekintu ekyo kye mwalaba.
Now that thing you saw.
Nga Abafalisaayo bakola.
And the Pharisees were doing.
N'abakulembeze bwabwe.
And the leaders of those days.
Mu Yokaana 19.
In John 19.
Baali bakikola nga abamasaza ne babakulembedde.
They were doing it when the principalities were within them working.
Sitaani ne Jezebel.
The devil and Jezebel was working.
Ne bamalayika bano abaagwa.
And these fallen angels.
Ne tugenda mu maaso okulabika
nga twetegereza.
Era nga batuula wano mu bwakabaka bw'omunyeenye.
And they sit in the kingdom of the stars.
Kye kibayisa abalangi omunyeenye. Omwoyo oba omulangira w'amaanyi ag'ekizikiza.
That is why they are called the prince of the power of the air.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Bafugira mu bwengula bw'ensi.
They reign in the space of the world.
Bwakabaka bw'omunyeenye.
In the kingdom of the stars.
Yasinganibwa ekitebe kyabwe ekikulu.
And that is the first headquarters is in the stars.
Katuyongereyo owulire.
Let's move on here.
Tuli mu Obadiya esula esooka n'olunyiriri lwakubiri. Laba, nkufudde omuto mu mawanga. Onoonyoomebwa nnyo ggwe. Amalala ag'omutima gwo gakukyamizza.
Tumanyi eyakola amalala.
We know the one who made pride.
Agatuka okumukyamya.
Which caused him to be perverted.
Ezekiel 28.
Ezekiel 28.
Bwetusomanyira 11.
From verse 11.
Ayogerwako nga yali kerubi
yakutibwa kabi. He spoke of that he was an anointed cherubim.
Naye n'asalawo okweteeka mu ntebe y'obwakatonda.
And he decided to put himself in the throne of God.
Owandika Ezekiel 28
yonna. Ezekiel 28, the whole of it.
Amalala ago.
Now that pride.
Gegasuura sitaani.
Is what caused the devil to fall.
Naye okusooka yali kerubi.
But initially was a cherubim.
Era bwe tulaba ebyafaayo ku
ye. When we see what concerns him.
Okusinziira mu Isaiah.
According to Isaiah.
Esula eyo 14.
Isaiah chapter 14.
Onyola 9 paka 25.
From 9 to 15.
Batulaga nti yali Lucifer.
They show us he was Lucifer.
Era n'asalawo okwengangamisa mu ntebe ya Katonda.
And he decided to sit in the throne of God.
Kugamba nga agirwanira.
And he was vying to fight to sit in it.
Kyovula boogera ku malala ge wano.
That's why they speak of his pride.
Era mu kumala okukola bino byonna.
And after doing all this.
Yali tasobola kubanga mukulu wa mumala okukola olutalo
lwe. It could not be enough for him to fight from there.
Yasalawo okuteeka ekitebe kye ekirala. Ekitebe kye mu bwakabaka bwe
munyeenye. He decided to put his other base in the kingdom of the stars. In the clefts and the rocks there.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Era newankubadde.
And even though.
Na twasoma ku munyeenye nga
nnamu. We thought that the stars are living.
Wabula bino bye bakola.
But this they do.
Mukama abireko okutuuka ekiragiro we kinaawe bwe
kunyeenyezi. The Lord leaves them until the command will be released.
Era nga bw'olaba ensi eno.
Just as the world.
Bwe twali tugira bw'ekolewa bamalayika bana.
When we saw the world is made up of four angels. But the devil comes within it.
Bamalayika balinga bamutunuulira.
And the angels are just looking at him.
Naye waliwo ebiragiro bye balindiridde.
But their commands they are waiting for.
Okusinziira ku kubikulwa musanvu.
According to Revelation 7.
Bayibuli eraga.
Bible shows. Bo
baali bagambye ensi kabagisaanyeewo.
That they are saying let them destroy the world.
Bazikirize sitaani n'abagirimu.
And destroy the devil and they within the world.
Bagamba balindeko mukama amalolo.
And they told them they wait that the Lord chooses out his people.
So nemunyenye bweziri bwezi.
Even the stars are like that.
Tibano bazizimbiddemu ddala kankano bibuga.
These ones have built cities within them.
Bamalayika bano abaagwa.
These fallen angels.
Abali mu bwengulo.
They were in the space.
Newankubaddenga namba esinga obungi yasibibwa.
Even though the great number was imprisoned.
Naye waliwo abaasigalawo.
But they are the ones who remained.
Era nga n'obuyinza bwawe bwa kanisa.
And authority was given to the church.
Okulabika nga tusibisa enamba y'abamalayika bano abaagwa abaasigalawo.
Because they would be imprisoned. Fallen angels remain.
Ugenda kuboyongera okubinyanya.
You're going to get explained about that. Let's move on.
Nino byonna bibiri mu lugendo lwe.
Oh, this is what is in the journal of heaven.
Mukama byandagira bitwasoma.
Which God showed me and what we studied.
Olugendo lwa Bible.
In the journal of the Bible.
Tuli mu Obadiya esula esooka n'olunyiriri lwakusatu.
Obadiya chapter 1 verse 3.
Amalala ag'omutima gwo gakukyamizza. Gwazimba mu biwuku eby'omulwazi.
Agendeyo n'asima mu munyeenye.
He goes and digs within the stars.
Mu biro biri.
In those days.
Yesu nga tanaba kujja ku nsi.
Before Jesus came on earth.
Yalinangayo biwuku.
He had clefts there.
Kugamba nga asimye esimye
ebintu. And he has dug clefts within the rocks.
Kabula abantu abedde basima
ebintu. Like you see how people of the stone age dug holes and clefts within the rocks.
Atulatu ne munyeenye zino.
Now even the stars.
Yazisima asimamu ebintu.
He put all in it those clefts.
Naye kati wenjogerera.
But as I speak, there are no more clefts.
Abakuru abalabye. lwabalinkana biba bigenda mu message eyo. Tetusobola kubyeditinga nga biri mu message.
We cannot edit those noise in the message.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Atweyongereyo.
Let's move on.
Abakozeyeko. Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ebiro biri.
Now those days.
Bwakabaka bw'omunyenye buno.
Kingdom of the stars.
Bano basitani bali bateekamu empuku.
The devils that put clefts within
them. Nekatezeyo bibuga.
They have built cities there.
Ati kati ekisinga okwewuunyisa.
And what surprises most now.
Bekobanye n'abantu abo okunsi.
They have condemned with human beings on the world.
Era mutera okuwulira nti mu bwengule waliyo ekibuga kye baliozimba.
And you always hear that there is a city built within a space.
I don't know if
you've ever heard or seen this.
That day
we shall show you those
things.
They are building, there is a lot of technology up there. They are building cities up there. Remember, most of them are built by the devils. Now they want to deceive people that human beings are the ones who have built up there.
Even
these other planets you see, they too, they built on them. Remember, they are not flesh and blood. And they don't need oxygen to exist.
They
any place where they were angels. But right now they are fallen and they were chased from heaven. But now they built already in the stars. Do not be confused. I told you the other time, many people have been taken to space and they have shown them the cities they are building. And they come to see that in heaven they are still building. Yet they have been taken in the stars. When we shall see the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, it was built from the creation of the heavens and earth. It was already finished. There are no more building. Praise Jesus. Let's move on and hear.
Obadiah 1
verse
3. Gwe atuula waggulu ayogera mu mutima gwe nti ani alinzisa wansi. Newankubadde ng'olinnya mu ggulu ng'empungu era ekisuukyo nga kiteekebwa wakati mu munyeenye. Ndikusa wansi oveyo.
He is within the stars. And he has built his nest there. What is called a nest?
Not
according to what we build on earth, he sees them as nests. For we see as if you build a city. But to God he sees nests built. Now he the
devil,
he sees he has built much
through
Jezebel his messenger,
who
remained to fulfill his work. Because Satan was imprisoned, as we shall see. But the problem which is right now, if God does not want the church right now, it has already gotten messages which are twisted and
warped,
and people are taken by these evil spirits in this kingdom of the stars. And they deceived, they saw the city of God. And that they saw a village. And other places are not built well there. They are still building.
Sometimes
they found your house when they had put a brick. That when you stopped ministering, they stopped building. Even grass has grown in your structure. Now they take them in places like that. And they see what the devil builds and they come back to see the world. But it's not like that. These things, as we saw in the kingdom of the stars, and the way they are put,
they are
for they are built right now cities there. Praise Jesus. We saw that headquarter and we saw much concerning it. And we saw the second headquarter on planet Earth under the sea, which is known as Atlantic Ocean.
I'm
passing brief as we move on. According to Ezekiel 27, from verse 1 to 4, we saw they are based on this world. When they come from the cliffs in the space, they come in the sea, under the sea. You always call them the aliens, those green funny men. And others in their different colors. In those seasons past, they used to be called men with big heads, protruded big heads. And they are small down here, but they have big heads upon them. And when it falls, it cannot raise up itself. They have different colors appearing
according
to what happened in the last war in heaven. They were dangerously beaten and they were afflicted so much. Now they are in different appearances. And all these you have to know them. Praise Jesus. Here in Africa, you've not known them much. But in nations like America, England, they know them very well. And they live within them in the midst. And they use them to many things. They think that perhaps
the
people God never spoke of in scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
we shall show that the Lord spoke of them and what concerns them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
see Ezekiel 27. This is the second best we saw of these devils.
Ezekiel 27
from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nate nga kyogera nti, naawe omwana w'omuntu, tanula okungubagira Ttuulo. Ogambe Ttuulo nti, ayi gwe atuula awayingirirwa mu nnyanja. Omusuubuzi ow'amawanga eri ebizinga bingi.
Atuula awayingirirwa mu nnyanja.
He sits at the gateway to the sea.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Wano ku nsi.
Here on the world.
Ennyanja ebeera n'emiryango gyayo.
The sea has its doors.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye ate waliwo omulyango.
But there is a door.
Okufubutuka wabweru waayo.
Which gets out of it.
Ng'ofubutuka wabweru w'ensi.
And you get out of this planet.
Ng'ogifubutuka oyite eno.
When you stretch out of it, passing down. Down, and you end up in the sea.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But it's not easy to break through. But because he sees it right there at the bottom in the sea.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
For
they expect to escape.
But
the other day when God devastates the world, when God destroys the world. Let's move on here.
Ezekiel 27.
Ezekiel 27, verse 2.
Ogambe Ttuulo nti, ayi gwe atuula awayingirirwa mu nnyanja, omusuubuzi ow'amawanga eri ebizinga bingi. Bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti gwe, ayi Ttuulo, oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi. Ensalo zo ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja. Abazimbi bo batuukiriza bulungi bwo.
Ensalo ze ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja.
His domains are in the heart of the sea.
Ennyanja w'esibukira ddala ku ntobo y'ensi.
Sources from the bottom of the world.
Eyo gye yadipaatingiramu ensi.
That's where he
went. N'azimba ensi musanvu.
And he built seven earth worlds there.
Tugamba, abamu bagamba.
Others say.
Abakuliddeyo.
They who have grown
from them.
They have captured from their mother's womb. And they are taken there. Others are told that they grew up in hell, but they never grew up there. They grew from under the sea. In hell, you can never grow from there. I think you saw how tough hell is. And the works which are down there. You cannot grow from there. Now the devil parted under the sea. And the main department is of the one distorting the one of God. There is a department there concentrating on distorting God's word. Knowing how they print Bibles to confuse people. How they remove some scriptures and they add in within some.
Yes,
praise Jesus. This one explains another, and another Bible explains something else. That's the main department under the sea in the seven departments. Revelation 17 speaks of them so much. The adult was sitting on the seven hills. Praise Jesus.
Revelation 17.
But those are the domains he has under the sea. And
I will
say the seven heads you saw. Yeah, the seven hills the adultery sits on. She sits in a
house.
But she divided under branches and departments. And they are still building up to today. Even here they can take you. And they call you that you have to sit. As you minister on
earth,
you find fallen angels building. And they come call you, they tell you. We found when God is about to finish your house, you continue to minister in the things you are in. But what you're serving in, you are a con man, you're deceiving people. You make people line up for miracles and you provide them. You are the one who steals the tithe and the offering, and you claim it is for the pastor. Yet give it that the ministry
is
being
poor.
Now when you know the gospel is strong, they can empower you to continue to speak falsehood. Now the preacher, when you preach, they add a brick on your structure. But God told you in John 14
that
going in his father's house there are many mansions. And if it wasn't, that wouldn't have told us.
Now
the others were built of the father already. They are not building. Those messages together are building. They are of the devil, they're building in the stars and the triangle. For when we passed there, as we went to study one
of
them, they are always building. Even in the sea, they are building. These they do them to confuse people.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
When
we are seeing in the underground or under the sea, according to Isaiah, Isaiah 29, 15-16, that they go down under the sea to distort things. That is the main mission of them down there. Get the Bible to distort it, to twist it, to subtract from it. Praise Jesus. All that we saw that. Praise Jesus.
But
this second base under the world, see.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Where are they best to do all this? Don't be taken in things like that. That they are building a structure for you there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Jerusalem, city of heaven, was already built. Even Abraham was seeking for it. That he may live in the city God built, which he founded. Praise Jesus.
Now,
because of that,
this
falls through the gate from the sea, from the kingdom of the stars, which you have been getting, and you always hear your brethren telling you. As we were with Jesus, we met at the beach and the sea, and we proceeded on, and we passed the sea, and we headed to heaven. You read those messages in the books.
Chomnam
brought those messages. But they always met at the beach and they proceeded on. The books you have them having false messages. This was what was shown in the journey of heaven to me. The journey moved through the Bible. Why was it for the Bible? You have to get back to the Bible. Get off people's stories. Praise Jesus.
Principalities
are inventing, doing everything possible to make someone get lost. At least they put things which are like of God. According to Colossians 2, Bible says that they put things and with them as if they have an image of worshiping God and of fear of God. They put them and they are just like. Now you take the falsehood. You think they're going to help you enter heaven. And you bought those books. And you
bought
Chonam, who passed the beach to. Anytime they went to heaven, they passed the beach.
Me,
as I read them, I could understand. For I had seen always where they were going. Now you had never known it. You saw that they had gone with Jesus. When they spoke that they went with Jesus,
and
you forgot that they are false Christs. They are the ones who lead them in those issues. These men do them the devil, and they have calculated many generations ahead, and they have known.
People have begun
to get a thirsty of knowing God. Now through that thirsty they meet you, and they give you water within it, there is poison, and food with poison. Remember, anytime you get hungry, you are meandering, who can give you something to eat? That's why you fall an enemy, give you food with poison. That is the word which is missing, added within it, is subtracted from it, and even distorted totally. Let's move on and hear Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 27:4. Abazimbi bo batukiriza obulungi bwo.
They are still building.
bamalayika abaagwa
bakyazimbakatiyokyogendaabakazi
abamu baleeta
obubakaaga
bafudde ennaku
ssatu
yafudde ennaku ssatu n'agenda mu
ggulu
okugenda okulaba eggulu tekikwetaaga
ensooka kufa
kubanga bwe ntunuulira abatume ne abaalaba eggulu
tebatugamba
nti awo ne nfa
ne
ndyoka ŋŋenda
mu
Yokana bwaba bikulibwe
when John is revealed of heaven
akugamba olwatuka nemfa
did he tell you that as it came to pass and I died
bwa muri amukubikulwa nyaka
from Revelations 4 he says
amangu ago nali mu moyo
immediately I was expected and heaven was opened
nenengere
and I saw
te suri akagamba amangu au nali mfu
he never said that I died
bwana bakulaba kubanga omutume Paulo yatuka
mukulele Apostle Paul reached the third heaven
nena tugamba tena yasoka
but he never told us he first died
message
you get of course that the person has to first die to go to heaven that is false
Bible.
For the Bible
Ezekiel
chapter 1 sees heaven and the four living creatures but he never tells you that I was dead and I saw God that is false me I never died
And I always
tell you the spiritual transports which I used to go to meet God. Not everyone was there that going to see God. Others go straight to hell.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
That
word too is false.
The
person tells you I had fainted and I saw heaven.
Omutume Stephen, Apostle
Stephen, Acts 7, he first fainted to see God,
even
Jesus on his right hand.
He
says, I see God.
Never
fainted, never died.
Why do you think a person to see God?
They have
to
first faint or die. It is not like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, now,
here under the sea, that is where they are building.
And
those women brought the message
that
they pass the rope as they move into heaven.
The message
which are here when we reach the door
of heaven.
And angels want to escort you past the
door of heaven. And they put you
on their wheels or their horses.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
They are
horses and they can ride you.
You
are a very vulnerable person.
And you pass the rope
and you even have luggages going to heaven.
The
drum of the devil, leave it alone.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
know, under the sea, water was lifted up. They captured it from the
surface.
It is the greatest part, they dried it.
And
they made mountains, different mountains within there.
Now,
when you reach there,
when
you look up to the waters, you see as if it's heaven. You may even think you are in heaven. For every time we reached there, and you see as if you had looked into heaven. They put funny things like stars, and you see there are stars. And elsewhere there are clouds moving. And you see, heaven, clouds are moving.
They
forge a message, and you think
that
this is the heaven of the Lord.
It requires
you being very careful and to see.
That's
why they released the message and they
say it.
But right now we saw they never worked so much righteous.
They
had funny structures. They were living which had not been
fished.
Like as if they were of chicken structures.
And
they tell you, even if you don't get so much saved,
you will
still be in heaven in a place which is not at least so
good. Without holiness, no one is
going
to enter
and even see God.
I've told you this man,
bring messages to support what is not fulfilled.
You
too from
then, people
remain as if as long as I get saved and enter heaven.
They told
you that there are even watchmen in
heaven.
How dare you watch over the gate of heaven?
When we read the
gate of heaven, it speaks and it is living.
You cannot
enter within it according to
the quality of
it. It doesn't need a watchman over it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Those messages you
got at least
you'll
be on the door of heaven as you're watching over it. And some of you began to claim
to
enter the city, you'll be on the gate. What will you be doing there when you have sins on the gate of heaven? Praise Jesus. Now, brethren, let's be very careful.
But
under the sea, that's where the main headquarters is. Even though every water body in this world, wherever there is a water body, they have a base in the world. Praise Jesus. And every mountain, praise Jesus. Let's move on with Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 27, verse
5.
Embaawo ze zonna baaziggya mu mberozi egiva ku Seniri. Bajje emivule ku Lebanoni okukolera omulongooti.
Yesu yebazibwa. Lwaki base eri wano mu Atlantic Ocean?
The base is in the Atlantic Ocean.
We mulongooti ogwo oguvaayo.
It is the mast which comes out of there.
Omulongooti guno.
This mast.
It
is sign was put on America. It is on their flag. You see a woman holding it, something like a banner, a mast.
It stands like this.
That's how it was made. Under the
city
of God. Out of it comes powers. Out of it comes powers like thunders.
That is something.
If it comes out of the sea, everything passing all over that bomb, that driveway, it has to be captured. Which passes the waters? You always see the sign on Jezebel. On the flag of Americans.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
that must was made like that. It's on the image of Jezebel herself.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And out of it comes the powers. And they are like thunders. Rowling thunders. Out of the waters. Everything passing that position had to be captured. And they take it under the sea.
And they make
investigations. And they make technology beyond what human beings have made. And they release it out. And they begin to capture leaders of this world. Giving them the technology they have advanced. They take people there. And they are trained harder things.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That's
why the Bible speaks of them in Revelation 16, that and I saw evil spirits which are like frogs, and they come from the mouth of the prophets, the mouth of the beasts, and from the mouth of the dragon, and they go to the rulers of the world to gather them for the battle on the day of the Lord Jesus when it comes
back.
This they are doing it.
Technology,
technology is released already. They have captured many leaders in the world. The ones you hear, the great powers. And this, you hear that they want to fight each other. They are in trying, testing their weapons. The principalities who have worked, who are working with Americans, or the ones working with the English, what have they made? Now they test their weapons on human beings. You are here and you see things on the world upside down. And you see everything peaceful. But we know there is a war.
Satan
went for
heaven.
He came to fight them with holding the commands of God and the testimony of Jesus. Praise Jesus. Now because of that, why we separated all the seas, where the right base is because of this mast which is right there in the Atlantic Ocean, which is close to America. That's why they beat down every salvation in America and they began to preach taking power.
You see some pastors
and they have powers of thunder. He stretches his hand and strikes you with the power. He raises his jacket and powers beat you down. And another gets it from the hands and it becomes like a sword and it beats the gathering with powers. That's where they get powers from the mast, Jezebel, standing, raising it up like this. And you see that statue is in America. And you even have a city where they are best to make their gatherings.
Los Angeles.
It's called Los Angeles.
Lost Angels.
It's full is but Lost you know, Angels. It has to be Lost Angels. That's where their main gatherings are. In England, there is a place called Bermuda. It too was built. Praise Jesus. Some of them I'll be hinting on brief. For mostly I have to teach them through the Bible. Even though I reached them in the journey of heaven. But the place Bermuda is in England. They too, they sit there. These nations, they are 10 where they have their headquarters. They call them the G10, the great powers. They are 10. And these ones are shown in Revelation 17. They are known as the 10 horns, which are on the beasts, the kingdom of the devil. All those they do them, those leaders in that thing, they know it. We who are out here, we don't know what is moving on. In church, they made you get foolish. They put you in power, is their technique. And you got out the word. For they know the word is light, you will see them through it. They know anytime you check the word of God, it can lighten you many things. Now they confused you with seeking power. And they sent another messenger.
Pray.
You're shaking head, not reading the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now there are confusion. All that God reveals it to us. When you be ready. That prayer. God speaks of it so much. And he said they prayed so much as if they are experiencing birth pains. But their prayer never brought salvation. You pray and you even tie clothes upon your waist. But while you pray, you don't understand it.
Imagine one thing,
you got the money and it's moving on. All those are messengers of confusion. And where they are, some do not know that. It's the moment to get saved. Let's read verse 25. Ezekiel 27. Everywhere there is a water body, they have a sub base.
They bring
sub bases of them, different. And all mountains, I want to understand all
things.
But they come from the kingdom of the stars, where their main headquarters is. For when they were chased from heaven, that's where they reached and encountered them. And they decided to fill the entire world. And they put
sub
bases all over the entire world, that they can attack a human being and to attack the church.
But
all this God reveals to us that we may beat them, as we know every base where they are sitting. Everywhere they sit, we shall attack them from there.
And
we shall send the angel and the chains to bind all those spirits. That's why God reveals you this. Let's move on. Ezekiel 27:25.
Ebyombo bye Talusisi byebyakutambuliranga olw'obuguzi bwo era wagaggawala n'oba wa kitiibwa kinene.
In the heart of the sea, that's where they are best to buy the entire world. And when you hear that people go to the water
now,
they go down in the sea, they meet Jezebel there. This is where she has a base on this world. Not only that sea, even many other water bodies. Listen very carefully here.
Ezekiel 27:26. Abavusibo bakutusiza awali amazi amangi.
Buli awali amazi.
Wherever there is waters.
Era bomba temulina amazi.
If you have no those waters.
Wakiri bakugamba funa awali ensulo osime.
At least they tell you find a place with streams and dig.
Nemusi makayanja kakabake
Buganda. And you make the king's lake in Buganda. And you have no water close there. They put you see where streams are, and you put the center. We have to put the best there.
buli awakunganira amazzi
ennyanja
zonna zirimu ebintu
bino
era kyovula abayimbi bonna kati abali mu kintu kino bakayanira beach buli beach weri baba bakimanyi bagenda
tekawokae
nemulyoka mugwagu walire mbu mugenze ku
beach
abamu mbu mugenze kubatizibwa
ku beach
simanyi oba ddala mba mubatizibwa okuyingira mu katonda oba okugyako okuyingira mu
sitaani
yesu yebazibwa naye buli awali ennyanja waliyo
abasaabazi
batransporta b'emizimu bano bawambibwa okuva ku mbuto z'abamama
baabwe
yesu yebazibwa olukazaala nga basooka kukawongayo era bakatwala ne
bakakulizeyoakanywa
musaayi okusobola okutambuza
emizimu
kubanga aba alina okunywa bali
bafunemumulimu
ba abantu nga baliwo
okutambuzaokugisimba
mu bantu oba mu buli
kifo
era buli awakuŋŋaanira amazzibabeerawo tubula waliwo n'ebintu
ebigambibwa
nti oli yazadde
omugga
aba teyazadde
mugga
baba kimanyi awo waliwo
ensulo
kati kyazaala oyabeera transporta wa mizimu kyazaala gyebiba
emyoyo
nga gyefudde ng'amazzi
era bagamba
mu mangu ddala wamerukawo
omugga
ne mutandika okugendayo okusinga
ebyo
byebigenda mu maaso ku
nsi
naye nga baamasaza bano basinzira mu bwengula
bw'ensiokusobola
okukola bino
byonna
tulimu ezekyeresera 27:26 abavuzi bo baakutuusiza awali amazzi amangi omuyaga ogw'ebuvanjuba gukumenye mu mutima gw'ennyanja
naye nga mu kaseera katono nnyo tujja kukolagana ne bamalayika abakutte ensonda
enyeezeesitandika
omunyigiriza ekyo lwaki mukama akyo yatusomesa nseero n'obulamu bwayo engeri gyekula bamalayika
abalanaye
tugenda giyingiza mu lutalo
luno
yesu yebazibwa bamalayika bano abakutte ensonda ennyeezi ensi
batandika
onyigiriza wansi eyo bubi
nnyo
sitaani
mukama
ffe wagenda okudda
nga
naffe tumuyigganyize
ekimala
yesu yebazibwa
bw'atamulinaako
kiriggwo
n'amulekeranaye
ffe tulina okumuyigganya buli kafo mwali
tulimweze kyeresula 27:27 obugagga bwo n'ebintu byo obuguzi bwo abalunnyanja bo n'abagoba bo abakozi bo n'abawamba obuguzi bwo n'abasajja bo bonna abalwanyi bali mu ggwe
ababeera n'abasajja abalwanyi bafuuka buli kintu abantu abamu babatreningira
ddala
ne babawa n'ebisolo mu bagenda okutambulira engeri y'ekisolo oba ekinyonyi
they move in the image of an animal or a bird.
Wabula kino bakitadde mu nnyata abasumba abaali abasumba b'ekkanisa y'obulokozi
they have put it so much into the pastors who are born again
nga bafuuka ebintu era asobola okukulumba ne mukiroto
n'akutugira
nga yafuuka omu ku balwanyi b'abasitaani
abamasazawodduka
ewuwe
omulabirawo
tayali ewuwe mu nyumba oba mu kiroto nga akukuluddeko
olutalo
yesu yebazibwa mulimu be baafulira ddala
ebintu
asobola olabikira mu kisolo
kyonna
yesu
yebazibwa
era nga bano babeera mu balwanyi
baabwe
twalaba ku bantu bangi
kuba
twatuuka okulaba ku bakadde abakadde ababeera mu
kkanisa
nga bajjudde emizimu babeera omu
basabirababeera
basiibasiiba nnyo
ebitategeerekeka naye
nga balina buli empisa
embi
era gwe mudda kwebyo musimanyi kugulawo kyoto
kyakusaba
obanga zi prayer
mountain
bebabeera bakumanyiyo ebyoto nebagamba mukama yagala tukume
ekyoto
bebakibeerako nga tekumala
akikumaera
bakugamba nti ojja kufa
ng'okikumi
bano babeera ne ku byalo ebyensiera bawangaala nga tebafudde
mauwuliza
alyoka
atuukiriretinalaba
omubi ngaawanga
that I saw the evil living longer than the
righteous.
Do you know why?
Mukama gwayagala okuwummuza
ng'obudde bukya. The Lord wants to give you rest when it's early. That you may not get corrupted like Moses.
Naye bali babeerawo ne bakola ebibi.
But the others live longer and they do evil.
Era olumu olw'obunafu bw'omubiri.
And because of the weakness of the body, we are taken away
healing.
And we are taken back
home. Naye bali babeera tebatagenda bali
mbadde bali. Others are not going to go home.
Bubeerawo nga bukadde.
They live longer.
And
there were the villages bewitching them. Now they decided to even enter the church.
We are
explaining that the elder of the church, it's not yours.
It's
keeping the secrets of the kingdom of God. Knowledge and understanding of God. That's the elder of the church.
These
are churches they pray.
Even if you begin
like a powerful pastor, in the word they pray for you until the weekend, you end up in power is there, take it. That is why you
say,
when we are in Chitende, they awoke to go on the altar to pray. I looked at them. The things you begin, you don't know where they began from. That we have put an altar to pray for this ministry. I can look at you and I say, you don't know what you're saying. I may not explain you much.
But
where it came from, that altar, I never honored it. For I know what comes from altars. The altar of God is the word of God. It is not that you think. But the word of God is the consuming fire. Now, is there an altar raised without fire? That's when people reached and put altars physically in their synagogues. And they tell you, write your problems on your paper, put it back into the altar. Are you wizards?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
you don't dare tell me about altars and old people. For I see you from your, you may not have seen yourself while you're going to be even. You may not perhaps have it on your heart, but according to what you have begun, you are on that journey heading there. And they ended up that altar troubled, confused all of them.
They can even make
you dream. You see you are raising a fire on the altar, it is getting down. And you
awake,
you see the altar has gotten dry. Let us empower it. And you dream. You dream so much, but what you dream, not understandable, they don't come out in the word of God. Those elders, we saw them last night.
Well,
let's be very careful, brethren. This, I tell you, upon this world,
but
the headquarters is in the kingdom of God, where principality is best to attack.
Ezekiel 27:27. Baligwa mutima gw'ennyanja ku lunaku olw'okugwakwo. Olw'eddoboozi ery'okuleekaana kw'abagoba abo, ebyalo ebiriraanyeewo birikankana. N'abo bonna abakwata enkasi, abalunnyanja n'abagoba bonna ab'oku nnyanja baliva mu byombo byabwe baliyimirira ku lukalu, era baliwuliza eddoboozi lyabwe, era balikukaabira, era baliririra nga baliko obuyinike, ne basuula enfufu ku mitwe gyabwe, era baliyekulukuunya mu vvu.
Nti bano abalunnyanja
abasinga
babeerako emizimu,
obula
babeereyo nga bawemula
ate
nammwe mba musaba
ogamba
mugisindikeyo mu
nnyanja
ate mu maka
gaazo. It's like you tell someone, I've chased you, go back to your home. Have you chased them then? kuzikiriza na I destroy you. And you make noise and moan. The Lord has smitten me. He's never smitten you at all. But that crying, this spirit is causing people to cry like that. The Bible speaks of them clearly. Ephesians chapter 2. The evil spirit working in children of disobedience. What you do most of the time, you don't know where the authority and the strength comes from. There are people they pay to cry on funerals. And you ask who works within these people. I knew him so much. They brought them from another place. But they lament and cry. And they say here that the sign of the other day they were put in the people of pouring ash on yourself, not bathing. And when you lose someone, you never bath. 3 days or four, you're not bathing. They began to show what will happen on you. For them, they know they have no way. They are just trying.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
you're not accepted to birth in that moment. And another. Let's move on.
Ezekiel
27:31.
Bali kumwera nebesiba ebibukutu.
That in that time, what will happen? And they do it even now. When you lose someone, you begin to shave off your hair. But when you decide, you are welcoming many demons in that clan. And you see these fallen angels come back claiming to be your father. You even put clocks on your waist. You've gotten so sudden. But these are signs of welcoming demons. These fallen angels from the sea. And you ask them, where are you coming from? When they come on someone's head, they know, we are on the waters, we are coming. When they look at the head, when you reach the head, you ask them, where are you coming from the mountain? Which mountains? They cannot tell you which mountains they
confess.
But there are mountains under the sea, even on the world. They're in moving on the waters. And they come like that in that post. These days they came even in the church. As you're there, you begin to go a little like that. The spirit is come. Things are done under the sun. That most of them never know them.
Yes,
praise Jesus. You see, a brother is like this, the spirit is coming upon them. As if they are swimming on the waters. You
didn't
know where the spirit has come from as far. It's not easy. When you see them jumping once and drawing down, falling, you know they come from the mountains of the world. All the signs you see them, which they use.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But what they try is one thing. A human being shouldn't go back to heaven.
Because they know that
a human being has a chance to get born again. They were chased from heaven, they have no place there.
And a
person with this chance,
they
have to see that they used wrongly their chance, that they may not go back to heaven. But they get destroyed with them. Let's move on.
Ezekiel 27:31.
Era bali
kumwera ne beesiba ebibukutu. Era bali kukaabira amaziga Ememe zaabwe nga ziriko obuyinike.
Ememe nga ziriko obuyinike.
And the souls are filled with anguish.
You
preach a time, you cry, things you don't understand. But you feel the anguish is overtaken you. Your grandfather, how did he die? He wouldn't have died, it would have been you. Another would have died. Would you give? The others have been for many times these people died. They have been working for them. They would have said, if it would have been you, at least another was not work dying for us. All those languages and people's mouth. It would have been you, my child. It would have been another's. If my grandfather, for they see the future in the child doing evil, a lot for them. People do many things. And
there's
another password.
Some
people, when they lose someone, or a man has died, or a woman, to send farewell to this person, you enter there and you have intercourse with the dead body. What you join yourself with there, don't think you're with that person. You are with demons. They have already come in that body. They are enjoying. It's not only that. A lot of norms in all lands, nations, and languages. That's Revelation 17, verse 15. The many waters you saw, where the prostitute sits on,
it's
a sign showing nations, clans, and languages. And all of them is reigning over their heads. They are the thing that told you. In this world, if you are within it, not led by the Spirit of the Lord, to be a child of God, you are led by the devil's spirit, to be a child of the devil. For the other spirits,
but
the devil works in all children of disobedience. It's what leads them in what they do. Now you is not led by the Spirit of the Lord. Know where you fall.
Tuli mu Ezekiel sura ya 27 n'olunyiriri lwasatu mu lumu.
Ezekiel 27:31.
Nga bawubala nnyo nnyini. Awo nga bakuba ebiwoobe balitanula okukungubagira ne bakukungubagira nga boogera nti ani afaanana Tuulo. Afaanana oyo aliriisibwa wakati mu nnyanja. Ebintu byo we byavanga ku nnyanja wajjuzanga amawanga mangi.
Amawanga mangi gonna gamazewaga.
Many nations they have finished them.
Ebintu byo we byavanga ku nnyanja wajjuzanga amawanga mangi wagaggawaza bakabaka b'ensi n'olufulube lw'obugagga bwono n'olufulube lw'obugagga bwonna olw'obuguzi bwo.
Bakabaka b'ensi abasinga
the kings of the world, most of them, don't think they're just in vain.
Twalabye nti abamu babeerawo nga balina enkofiira tebazijja.
We saw that some of them have hearts they never put them on. You are not there. We saw very many different things done from the sea reaching this world. Praise Jesus.
So no reach over
Uganda. And because of that, brethren,
basis
you hear they're speaking of these fallen angels who are led by Jezebel, the messenger of the devil, and first fallen angel. These are what they're doing. Let's repeat that verse.
Bwe byavanga mu nnyanja wajjuzanga amawanga mangi wagaggawaza bakabaka b'ensi olw'olufulube lw'obugagga bwo n'obuguzi bwo. Mu biro ennyanja mwe yakumenya mu buziba bw'amazzi obuguzi bwo n'ekibiina kyo kyonna ne bigwa wakati mu ggwe. Abo bonna abaali ku bizinga bakusamaliridde ne bakabaka baabwe batidde nnyo nnyini. Amaaso gaabwe geeraliikiridde. Abasuubuzi b'omu mawanga bakusooza bafuuse entiisa So tobengawo nate ennaku zonna.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mukama mwetegefu.
God is ready.
Okulabikanga ajjawo besi zaabwe
zonna. That he takes away all their bases.
Naye Yesu ze ejeri
okulamba malayika. But he has transferred
his armies from the angels.
Kingdom of the sky.
Nafika akano abambazibwe ebyokulwanisa.
We right now we are clothed by the armors.
Nga tuteekako ebyokulwanisa ngiri mu bigere.
The gospel point of faith.
Eyemirembe.
The gospel of peace.
We put
the belt of truth in the waist.
Right
now we put on the blessed belt of righteousness.
We
hold the shield of faith.
We hold
the sword of the word of God.
We
put the helmet of salvation.
We be
led by the Holy Spirit. We are going to enter this war. After God prepares the army, there are wonders which are going to fall in this world. Praise Jesus. According to the wars which will exist.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Whoever has been trusting the devil, they will see of the weakness of the devil.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. Let's go to Ezekiel
29.
Ezekiel 29
from verse 1.
Mu mwaka ogw'ekkumi, mu mwezi ogw'ekkumi, ku lunaku lw'omwezi olw'ekkumi n'ebiri, ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, simba amaaso go okwolekera Falaawo kabaka w'e Misiri, omulagulireko ne ku Misiri yonna, oyogere ogambe nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti, laba, ndi mulabewo Falaawo kabaka w'e Misiri, ogusote ogunene ogugalamira wakati mu migga gyagwo.
Owulidde bulungi
boogera
erinnya Farao
litegeeza
omuntu gwe walabanga. Erinnya eryo lyategeezanga
Sitaani.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Naye
nga gusota
ogwedda
Sitaani mwennyini. Omulundi gwe tumulamu ku
12.
Onya olw'omusanvu.
Nga
guddewo olutalo mu ggulu mbiri
byayo.
Naye yagobebwayo tawulwaga.
But it was chased from
there. Naye yasibibwa nga bwetugenda.
And it was imprisoned as we're going to see.
Naye bulijjo ye yagalabiranga mu nyanja.
All along he was the one under the sea. Yavanga eringa
z'okutambula tambula ensi n'okugidinga.
That's why he came from moving the world.
Agendako mu base.
And he went at his base.
Naye kankana ekifo ekyo akituddemu ye
Jezebeli. Right now the one sitting in that place is Jezebel.
Kankana kawo tuli bakumwogerako ebintu bingi.
And we're going to speak many things concerning him.
Paka nga tumubikudde obwerere
bwe yaba. Until we have unleashed his nakedness.
Okusobola okumukuba okumuggyawo.
That we can beat him, take him away.
Tuli mu Ezekiel esura ya 29 olunyiri lwa 3. Ogwogedde nti, omugga gwange.
All the streams they have taken them over. My sea, Mukasa.
You hear names.
You hold on them. That's why when you come here, God tells you to leave that name.
There
are names which mean the devil. But you cannot interpret it.
Natulimu Ezekiel 29:9.
Ezekiel 29:3.
Ogwogedde nti, omugga gwange gwange era ngwekoledde nzekka.
Ateri kati bwazimbye zimbye eyo.
He has
built omugga ennyanja.
Now he has claimed all the rivers and lakes are his.
Oli mubbi era bagandistani mubbi. N'emigga
agibba. The devil is the thief. Even streams he steals them.
And
that lake, women shouldn't go there. If you go in the waters,
now
you first drink of the water. If you don't drink of it, you'll fall in it. Then you make covenant with them. When you go and do those things, there, they see you. Anytime you follow their mark,
inside,
they see you like the wizards who call you on the, in the bowels, in the waters, in the shrines. And you come in their bowel and they are seeing you. You have appeared in their
office.
Anytime you follow their norms, you are registered. They are seeing you.
And they can send
a messenger who is going to move with you to haunt you. These fallen angels.
tokombanga ku mazzi
simanyi gwe taste of the water that you're moving on the water lake. Mulo
akagendako okusooka nywako ku mazzi.
If it's your first time I hear you drink of that water, then the lake will not destroy you.
Abasajja bano bateekako Pawulo.
These men put Paul.
Njogera ku mutume Pawulo.
I speak of Apostle Paul.
Bamuteeka ku nyanja ne bakola obuvuyo
mungi. Trapped him on the water, they made a little chaos there. In Acts 27 and 28. From around 23. And on the lake there was a lot of chaos. They are the ones who are doing all this. And the different storm, they wanted to put them in
water.
Paul was going to be a problem in the world. But the angel of the Lord appeared on the water and he told him how he's going to be saved, even the
living
men, and they were beginning a work in Rome where their base was in this world.
You saw
that Paul had made a storm on the water.
The men
made chaos on the water. They were about to get their colleagues to throw them in the waters. And they made them go lost for 7 days. They got lost. And they moved around. And they threw most of the cargo in the water. Now you thought maybe a usual storm. They wanted one person among them. They wanted Paul. And when they saw he had gotten saved out of it, it came through a serpent and it still beat him on the shore. On the shore as they were on the fire. Most of it you just see it like that. But the Spirit knows what is happening.
In
that serpent, even though it had beat Paul, there is nothing how it happened on him. Even the venomous serpent, nothing can harm us when we get in the Lord Jesus.
Ezekiel 29,
verse 4.
Era nditeeka amalobo mu mbaazo, n'ebyennyanja eby'omugga kyo birikwataganya, ndibikwataganya n'amagamba go, era ndikulinnyisa okujja wakati mu migga kyo.
Wherever a stream is, we are going to send Angel Abaddon of the chains, that they will tie them with hooks and hook them out. And you always hear when I hear their offer, I always show them every place where I know they are, on the heads of people, under the bed, in the hands, in the
coats,
wherever they dedicated on them. For God showed me everything and we studied it.
I
mean, here the mountains, the valleys, under the beds, they are
down there,
they need to be bound to be hooked out by force. This time we're going to pray with knowledge. Not just pray. You pray what you don't understand. You'll end up being in Isaiah 26. That they prayed so much and they felt like giving birth to salvation. The devil knows that the authority of a born again is in knowledge. When they do what they know, even heaven is going to fulfill it.
For
the angels of God are there to fulfill God's word. Anytime you know it, they are going to fulfill it. If you don't know and you're just praying, just there, and they're like, let them pray. Ezekiel 29, verse
4. N'amagamba go. Era ndikuleka ng'osuuliddwa mu ddungu.
You know where the desert is? In the bottomless pit. That's where we want to send everything. Angel Abaddon, where he works from. Don't send them in the physical desert of the world. No.
We
want to send them where there is nothing like water. For Luke 16 tells us, the rich man was there feeling thirsty. The right desert we speak of.
Ezekiel 29, verse lwakutaano.
Ezekiel 29 verse 5.
Era ndikuleka ng'osuuliddwa mu ddungu, gwe n'ebyannyanja byonna eby'omigga gyo, oligwa ku ttale ebweru.
Kakati tebogera ku byannyanja bino bya
bulijjo.
Waliyo bamalayika abaagwa
abafojinga
emibiri
ne
gikyankalana ne gifuukamu eno wansi waggulu abeera muntu eringa
alinaekirago ekyennyanja
neyakyankalana.
They are called mermaids.
They don't speak
of the physical.
They get human
beings. Where that, when that mask gets out.
And
they want to get bodies down there.
And they
join the genes of the fish in.
And they
think it will work the body for
them. Now it
comes
colonies,
like you join corons of the fish.
No gata,
and join
a katunda,
passion fruit to another type
of,
to get out another.
Now
they joined all the things
and
they found something that has come out perfect.
Yet another has already entered
in it. The
fallen
angels enter within it.
And it is molded from it.
They have a body, they raise those bodies, they raise those bodies.
You
enter him.
You need him.
Now a body comes out when it is got
messed up. And you become
a human being according to Jesus God and a human
being.
On the fish they
get one thing that you
can live in the waters
and you breathe
very well, you're normal there, and you have wings which
make you the
downer part fails working, it remains a fish.
That's
the drum of the devil.
They have
tried everything
on
every kind of animal.
They want to make a
human being, but they have failed to make a human being that they may live in it. But they have failed. And many times they come on the world and they steal the bodies from the graves. And they enter within it and they take it to dig in another village.
And they
stole our dead body.
That
person was dead, we found him in another place digging.
You
know Gabriel, Michael and Gabriel, they fought for the body of
Michael
fought with the devil for the body of Moses. The devil wanted the body of Moses.
That he may
enter within it and come back like the second Moses.
And if they had
left it to him, we would have gotten a problem.
We would have thought
Moses came back, he's on the world forever.
A
lot of drama is in the things. But all that is principality is doing it.
They invest
in the kingdom of the stars
and they
get down under the sea
and
they spread the entire world.
Ezekiel 29
verse 5.
Era ndikuleka ng'osuuliddwa mu ddungu gwe n'ebyennyanja byo byonna eby'omigga gyo. Oligwa ku ttale ebweru. Tolikuŋŋaanyizibwa so toliyolebwa. Nkuwaddeyo okuba emmere eri ensolo ez'omu nsi n'eri ennyonyi ez'omu bbanga. Kale bonna abali mu Misiri balimanya nga nze Mukama, kubanga babanga muggo gwa lumuli eri ennyumba ya Isirayiri.
Nga bayigganya ekkanisa ya Kristo.
They used to haunt the church of Christ.
Babuli agolokosa omukuli.
Beat down whoever has raised his hand.
Okunoonya amazima.
To seek for truth.
Okusinira mu Ezekiel esuula eryesooka.
Ezekiel chapter 1.
Olunyolwe 11.
Verse 11.
Emyoyo egyo amayembe ana agaasuulanga buli muntu.
Those four horns which scattered Zechariah.
Yes, he was
the Zechariah chapter 1.
Yes, he was the
praise Jesus.
Atulimo Ezekiel sura ya 29 olunyiri wa 7.
Ezekiel 29 verse 7.
Bwe bakukwata ku mukono nomenyeka noyasa ibigabe gabyabwe byonna.
Ndoza mumulabangaze.
I think you've seen him when he comes.
Ayita mu Roman Catholic Church. Naye
asengalo zaabwe zonna
ezikulukuta omusaayi.
Tears all their fingers to flow with blood that he appeared to them.
Maria yaje,
Mary came.
Maria yaje,
now when Mary came,
buyabikide na yabikengaro.
They who saw her, their hands were torn.
Anturi mweze chiri sura ya makumi abiri mumwenda olinyiro lomsa.
Ezekiel 29 verse 7.
Bweba kukwata kumukono no menyeka no yasa ibigabiga byawe byonna. Era bwebe sigama kugwe no menyeka no yimiriza ebiwato byawe byonna. Mukama Katonda kyava yogera bwati nti laba ndikuleetako ekitala nenkumalamu abantu n'ensolo n'ensi y'emisiri eriba matongo era nsiko. Kale bali manyanga nze Mukama kubanga ayogedde nti omugga gwange era nze nagukola.
Kakati eri lifujjo erigenda okwongera omukubya.
That is why he's going to be beaten more. We see God in Genesis 1, verse 9, unto 12.
It
separates the water from the showers to put diseases. Now, this the devil
decided
to claim ownership over them. Those are some where the heart is
going
to come. God to send Abaddon to beat him from there and his fallen enemies. For he speaks that the stream is his.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, brethren, all this, as we move to study them, this they did it to put these bases that they can spread the entire world. Revelation 18. Let's repeat it.
Kubikolesweyo 18 n'olunyiriri olusooka. Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ndaba malayika omulala ng'akka okuva mu ggulu ng'alina obuyinza bungi n'ensi n'emulisibwa ekitiibwa kye. N'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ery'amaanyi ng'ayogera nti kigudde, kigudde Babulooni ekinene, ne kifuuka ekisulo ky'abalubaale n'ekkomera lya buli dayimooni n'ekkomera lya buli nnyonyi embi ekyayibwa, kubanga olw'omwenge gw'obusungu bw'obwenzi bwe amawanga gonna gagudde. Ne bakabaka b'ensi ne bayenda naye, n'abatunzi b'ensi ne bagaggawala olw'amaanyi g'obukaba bwe.
Ensi bwetu bwebunye emizimu.
Demons of spreading this world. But these demons, they are the fallen angels.
And
what we're going to explain more.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
are explained of the people who die and they get out of the body. They are put in the prison of God if they are sinners. They are not accepted to get out of there. That they come back on the head of a living as your dead father. But these fallen angels, they are the ones who do this. And the entire world, they spread over it. Everywhere they put their bases. Even on the mountains they are there. That is why many people who worship devils go on the mountains to eat and drink from there. And when you begin that, it's called a prayer mountain. At the end of it all, you will end up worshiping devils. If you don't be very careful. That's why the prayer mountain in Uganda, right now, when you reach there, there is an altar, physical. They light a fire as you pray. And the one who lights it is one elder woman. You the rest, if you light it, there is a punishment. God comes and beats you for that. And when it reaches, there are things which come and they claim to be God. And they begin little the people. When you hunger me, Jesus who died for you and me. If you are in this world,
there's
a time in which I read the schemes of the devil on the day of Tuesday and Wednesday. It would have required you to be around to know the schemes.
message bwe yali empeewa mu lugendo lwe.
All this we passed through for when I was getting the message.
Bino biri mu lugendo lwe.
Yati
bwe yagala kufuna ebisingawo ku nkweza sitani.
If you want to get more of the schemes of the devil.
Atoke ne kusoma sitani zokka.
You come and we started the schemes alone. Yendi ogere
bikantu konna konna konna
kabakwatako. Everything concerning
him. Ewano tuba tuitamu na tulaba lugendo
lwe. But here we are passed through the journey of heaven.
Bizi bya nalinda ba mu lugendo.
What was I seeing in that journey?
Nabi twasoma.
And what we studied.
Naye nga ne konsozi babera.
But even on the mountains they resided there.
Atusome Ezekiel 18.
Let's read Ezekiel 18.
Ezekiel 18.
Ezekiel
18.
From verse 4.
Ezekiel sura ya 18 n'olunyiriri lwa kona. Laba, ememe zonna zange, ng'ememe ya kitaawe n'ememe y'omwana bwetyo yange. Ememe ekola ekibi yerifa. Naye omuntu bw'aba omutuukirivu n'akola ebyalagirwa eby'ensonga songa taliiridde ku nsozi
nga taliiridde ki
ku nsozi
ekyo ekiri ku nsozi lwaki Mukama agaana abantu
okulira
Yesu
yebazibu
si kulya nti kuno okwa
bulijjo
naye ne mukola party ku nsozi ne mukuma emiriro ne mutandika okugamba gye tugenda osabira Katonda yasibye wano
amakanda
kakubulira kyama kimu
Katonda
ajjudde eggulu
n'ensiera
babiri basatu be bakuŋŋanira
ku lubwe
abawaali
talina
lusozi lwasobola
kwebuza
kyemmanyi emisambo gye
gyerobozesi
Katonda
era
bwe yatuuka ku nsi
wa
mukama ffe mwenyini
yesu
yagamba omukazi gwe yasingana ku luzzi mu Yokaani sura
ey'okuna
n'amugamba
temugenda
kuddamu kunnoonyeza ku nsozi
Samaria
newankubadde mukuŋŋaaniro lya
Yerusaalemu
ebintu mbikyusiza bidde mwoyo ne mu
mazima
wonna emusobola okubeera
nga
muliwo mwoyo ne mu mazima awo wendi Yesu
yebazibu
n'atugaana okugamba Katonda alonze olusozi
luno gwali
kubanga ensozi zino
ekomerera
ebintu byonna mumaliriza musabira
anti katonda
ali
wano
era tebakulimba
waliwo
ekifo katonda kyalonda n'agamba wano
okawembeera
Katonda tebamusimbira fumu.
God they don't plant a spear for him.
Nti anaabeeranga wano
that he would be there like a where the spear has been pierced.
Tibakulimba bino byonna tibagenda ku nsozi.
All these people went to the mountains.
Ne batuka n'okukuma emiriro.
And they even put raise fires.
Ne muda kuli
and you were there, hallelujah, singing and jumping.
Ne mulinganga abasezi b'omu Nigeria.
You are night dancers of Nigeria.
Bakuma omuliro ku nsozi.
They raise the fire on the mountains.
Ne babeera kuli
and they begin to dance around it.
Waliyo ne abalwe Indians ne
bakoleje. Even red Indians do the same thing.
Tulimu Ezekiel sura ya 18 n'olunyiriri lwa 5.
Ezekiel 18 verse 5.
Songa taliiridde ku nsozi. Songa tayimusizza maaso ge eri ebifaananyi eby'ennyumba ya Isirayiri. Songa tayonoonye mukazi wa munne. Songa tasemberedde mukazi mu biro eby'okweyawula kwe. Songa talyazaamanyizza muntu munne. Muntu yenna. Naye eyaddizanga omwewoze omusingo gwe songa tanyaze muntu yenna lw'amaanyi era eyawanga omuyala emmere ye n'abikkanga oyo ali obwereere n'ekyambalo ataawolanga lw'amagoba so atakkirizanga bisukkirira byonna eyaggyako omukono gwe ku butali butuukirivu eyatuukiriza omusango ogw'amazima eri omuntu ne munne eyatambuliranga mu mateeka gange eyakwatanga emisango gyange okukolanga ebyamazima oyo ye mutuukirivu talirema kuba mulamu
Yesu yebazibu naye ng'olina okwegendereza okuliira ku nsozi n'ebyo bye mugenda mu makanisa
ag'enjawulo
agakuma omuliro mu masekkati
g'ejjo
asimanyi eryawo simanyi
katwe
katwe kibuye in Uganda wano
They raise an altar of fire physically that you burn your problems on it.
And
many other things in different nations.
These
from the shrines where they were and they came within the church. These are principalities doing this. They are basing from the stars and even under the sea and on different mountains. And after you climb up there and you begin to raise fires and the children of God begin to dance all over them. Listen. Let's see in Ezekiel 20:23.
Ezekiel 20:23. Kubanga bali tebatuukiriza misango kyange, naye nga baganye amateeka gange, era nga boonoonye essabbiiti zange, n'amaaso gaabwe gaali nga gagoberera ebifaananyi bya bajjajjaabwe, era nate ne mbawa amateeka agatali malungi n'emisango gye batagenda kubeereramu balamu. Nembagwagwawaza olw'ebirabo byabwe bo, kubanga baayisanga mu muliro bonna abagulanda ndyoke mbamaleko byonna.
They used to pass through
a fire knowing where they and raise the fire and you
are
on the fire moving around and shouting
fire,
fire, Jesus.
But all this,
it came even to the church.
After
you burn the problems
and they
tell you gather that ash,
take
it, put on your doorposts, for they have become blessings. And these things reach even the world.
And
you go, you have gone a year to dig your graveyards. And you begin to eat within the graveyards. The one making you do all this, you see, it is the devil himself. The spirit working children of disobedience.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
all this why they put them.
Bible
shows
the
devil fights one thing. Different kind of prisons. Not to let a person go back to heaven. Listen very carefully.
We
moving on to no principalities. I've told you I'm briefly passing through them. Brief.
Yes,
praise Jesus. These prisons,
or
the works of a heart,
they are
not lest someone escapes to go back to heaven. Why they even reached to enter the church?
We,
as a church, are attempted to escape to try to get rid of the devil. And they knew, what are we going to do? If we can enter secretly in the church and we make them think they are going to heaven,
yet
we have finished them, they are not going to reach.
And they broke
out the gospel which is right and they entered with miracles. Miracles are not bad. If you've gotten the word of God of life, miracles are food to the children. But the word of God, it is life. The food of the children is not the food which makes them satisfied. Is it not like that? Does biscuit make someone satisfied? And eating it, how long does it take?
When God
says miracles are food to the children, praise Jesus. Children want what?
Sweets,
rice, biscuits. It takes how long in the stomach?
But
there is the word of God. The food to the mature children. They will mature in spirit.
And
see, just like newborn babies,
it's
the tsunami of the word which will grow you.
And when you
see your miracle that once holding you on God, you know truly, anytime you can fall, but get miracles as food to the children.
It
just help that moment you are within need.
That is why
we need to eat, and all days you live with it. That is the word of God.
And
the master spoke in John 6 verse
25,
and work for food which can reach you to eternal life.
For
miracles cannot reach eternal life. And the others seeking for the bread he was making and the fish aside, he waited for them to come to look for him. He told them, work for food which can lead you to eternal life. That give us of that. He told them, you're going to eat and drink of me.
And
the words he told them was spirit and life. Now, miracles, let's get them, brethren. But it's not food to reach eternal life. The word of God is life.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now
we must be fighting
to
escape the prison of the devil. For they are very numerous. After they come from principalities in the space, and they come on this world, and they make a lot of prisons. Every pastor not to escape to go back to heaven.
They are
made religions, beliefs. All those are prisons.
You see,
they have put different films.
You see your series
of films not finishing. You see 100 series. Wasting your time. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter
9.
The principalities we are seeing, their head is the devil. His assistant is Jezebel. They who are called demons are the fallen angels. And we want to reach that aspect proving that they are the demons.
Yes,
praise demons.
Ecclesiastes 9:14. Waliwo ekibuga ekitono.
Kibuga kitono nnyo.
Very small city.
N'abasajja abali omwo si bangi.
Omanyi waliwo ekibuga Yerusalemu
ekyomu. You know, the Jerusalem city of heaven.
Kiricho kinene nnyo.
It is very big.
N'abali mu 10 na 10
tubali. They were there, there are many.
Naye si yaffe erabika nga akabuga naye kalimu abantu batono.
The planet which is like a city has very few people on it.
Omubuulizi ssuula ya 9:14.
Ecclesiastes 9:14.
Kabaka omukulu n'akitabaala. N'akizingiza. N'akizimbako amakomera amanene.
Build
big prisons upon this city.
And
therefore you're going to see him.
And
the kings who fell in hell, they told him, you who overcame nations, you have become like one of us. How dare it happen? You were beating all and casting them in hell where we are. And you had put prisons, bind all of them, no one could escape. Escaping the world even angels rejoice. The Bible says one pastor will not be saved real. They have to rejoice in heaven. And they wonder, how have you escaped yourself and gotten saved totally? How has this person escaped these prisons?
You
don't prisons on this world. They don't appear in physical eyes. He built prisons. A person shouldn't escape. You see many religions. They
sit
until all of you, they take you to heaven.
Born again,
each one preaches what they want.
And
everyone proves you, you're going to pass there into heaven. All those you see are prisons of the devil. Listen carefully.
Ecclesiastes 9:15.
Awo ne walabika
omwo omusajja omwavu omugezigezi.
Omusajja omwavu.
A poor man.
Era bw'ajja ku nsaaga.
When he comes to the world, he says,
"Ndi muntu omwavu.
I am a poor person."
Oyo mukama wafe Yesu.
That's the Lord Jesus. Yeye
ajja okututa asama ku
biraga no Buganda. He's the one who came to save us from these prisons.
Era yaleeta omusana.
And he brought light.
N'amazima.
And truth.
Okulabika nga atunyonyola
buli kintu. And he may explain us everything how it is.
Era agamba.
And he says,
"Wemba mu nsi.
If I'm in the world,
nze musana gw'ensi.
I am the light of the world."
Yeye ajja tumulisiza amakomera
gaffe. He kept to light and this prison may know them.
Wejitabe ekyo.
If it's not that,
kiba kizibu n'okugalaba.
It is hard to even see them.
Ninga wengali.
Kati
kankweye komera limu.
Let me give you one prison.
Obukatuli kikomera.
Catholics. It's a prison. But you see it? Do you know you live within it, you're not going to heaven? But you never reach there. It is a prison you cannot see with eyes. It is in every place in the world. And you are there. Ask yourself which hole you are in.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
komera naye diri wonna tebinakikati komera
lover you can't see it as a prison
wabula tosobola kigitamu n'ogenda
you cannot pass through it and enter heaven for when you're praying
you don't even pray
in the name of Jesus which was given you claim Hail Mary pray for us sinners
on
our moment of our death we are not going to repent we are going to be sinners even to the point of our death he's a prison
even
all other religions you see
as long as someone
takes away the light of knowing heaven and how you
go
enter
it
you know he's put in a prison
one
wise man
is
the one who entered this world
he told
us can I tell you
do
not be confused
Matthew 23:19 do
not have any other father in the world for your father is one in heaven as you
hear
the salvation church that you call spiritual fathers the spiritual fathers all these are prisons let me tell you the devil doesn't do to get back heaven they know prayer says our father is in heaven now they give you another one on earth where will you go
and
our father is the Lord Cipriano those religions see their prisons because you don't see them
they are
wizards they are prisons
those
dramas you are within and you get corrupted with mind
all
those are prisons
they are on this world a
king built prisons on this world
lest
you escape and get back home people walk knowing they are free not captives
yet
they are prisoners of the devil they shouldn't go back to their home in heaven
atuli mu mubulizi esula ya mwendo olunyirirwa 15 awo ne walabika omwo omusajja omwavu omugezigezi oyo n'awonya ekibuga olw'amagezi ge era naye ne wataba muntu ajjukira omusajja oyo omwavu
kakati twafaayo era ffe twalaba yesu azze
busikutumanyi
yali azze
tukulangirira
mwaka
ogwokusumululwaomusajja
ono yalabika ano ku
nsinaye
yali azze tubulira ku makomera
agaliwanokula
bannangeze mwana omubereberye naye eno gye muli
mwavu
muli basibe
mulwana
okudde ewaka mutuka
ab'eddembe
era ayogera mumatayo 11
Matthew 11:25 come all
you are weary and
burdened you will see the rest of your spirits for you have been beaten many beatings in the prisons therefore came on the world and he built many prisons he never let anyone go back home praise Jesus
Ecclesiastes
9:16
kale ne njogera nti amagezi gasinga amaanyi obulungi era naye amagezi g'omwavu ganyoomebwa ebigambo bye ne bitawulirwa
kakati ebigambo twaleka
bulesabakugamba
tobanga
nekitawulaate
nofuna mubufaaziusimanyi abeera
mukabakmukibokisiomusiganeyoobuzekwejjuse
tewali yafaayo nnyo ku
bigambo byamukamabuli omu
byasanga
byabyogeranaye
nga byazze okutubuulira ku makomera
gasitaani
n'okulabika nga alangira omwaka
ogw'obukkiriziokuta
abasibe bonna abaali
basibiddwawuliriza
bulungi
mu
isaaka 6:1 mwakugamba
bw'atiisaya
esula ya 6:1 n'olunyiriri olusooka ogamba bwe oti Isaiah 61:1 n'olunyiriri olusooka nti omwoyo gwa Mukama Katonda guli ku nze kubanga Mukama anfuseeko amafuta okubuulira abawombeefu ebigambo ebirungi
atandika atugamba
omwoyo
wa Mukama ali kuye
okubuulira
abawombeefu ebigambo ebirungi omanyi
If you're not humble, you never hear good words.
For
some people in the prisons, they are so big-headed. You tell them we want to take you out of the prison. And they ask you, who is the prisoner here? We are used to that.
Who are
used to the prison, even if you get them out, they go back themselves. And they still commit sins that they go back in the prison. They are the people whom this is taken off. And they resume the sins to go back in the prison. Repeat that verse.
Isaiah 61
verse 1.
Omwoyo gwa Mukama Katonda guli ku nze. Kubanga Mukama anfuseeko amafuta okubuulira abawombeefu ebigambo ebirungi. Antumye okusiba abalina emitima egimenyese. Okulangirira eddembe ly'abawambe.
Abawambe, omanyi abantu nga bali omusajja azimba akakomera.
A man built prisons
n'awamba abantu.
And he captured people.
Ekimufuula okuba omubbi.
What makes him a thief?
That's
why he tells us John, he came to steal, to kill and to destroy. He first stole and he put them in prisons, which cannot be seen with their physical eyes.
So
to think of heaven as something important,
you
must have been set free.
Heaven,
you think of it as someone sees you on a story. For his captive, they are used to eat posho. In the prison.
When you tell them the food of
heaven, sweet, which is rice and matoke, that is the word of God. Take away your word. We are used to take it. That is posho. We eat that. You know posho and beans. And you protrude the stomachs. And you pray prayers which have no meaning.
We are prisoners.
But it's not our home, brethren. We are strangers. We are heading somewhere. But the problem is,
man put
prisons lest you go back home. All the prisons you've had the camps they've made,
they are headquarters
in the kingdom of the
stars.
Man shouldn't know things of heaven again. That's why they're in the space. At least they confuse you with notes of heaven, you're not there. God has
practiced
that you two may enter in it as a prison. For that
reason,
thinking God as a village, you will reside in heaven. They will have not righteousness so much. You enter that prison as you see.
And you
said, let me remain with my little sins. I will be in the funny structures in heaven. What he does, he tries to see, don't get back to your home. Now, what brought the Master Jesus? That he may make us know that we are captured, then he prepares us to go home. And he says, I'm going to prepare you a place, come back home. Where I'm in heaven, and we live together there. And he leaves saying, even though you are in the world, you are not of the world. No more forget, for you getting back in the prison.
Isaiah 61
verse 1.
Okulangirira eddembe eri abawambe.
To proclaim freedom, the captives run.
Home,
now I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can get back to heaven.
All
that we couldn't mind it. Is anyone who thought that he was in a prison? But the prison is big, you move with it wherever you go. You move claiming you're a Catholic. I'm a Protestant. Me, I support us. You are the red devils. We are red devils. All those are prisons you see. And you can be in that prison. And you support football, you even get hungry. They are pulling you. And you feel you're on pressure because of the match.
yateekawo ebintu ku nsi nga
byo bibuzaabuzabuza
teri kuddamu kulowooza
gguweyamanya
nti kanisa mwagala toloka
n'ajjamu
enjiri ya geyera
n'enjiri yaggulu ne
mutandika
mangaitwala things like that, you are in that thing.
Era lazima ino mamaliro obudde
pakati mu dewa mbwe. And please just waste your time not to go back home.
Tuli mu Isaya esula eyenkaga mwemu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Isaiah 61 verse 1.
N'abasibe okuggulirwawo ekkomera. Okulanga omwaka gwa Mukama ogwakkirizibwamu.
Abasibe muve mu
kkomera.
Jesus
by the time he comes here.
Era atandikira mu Luka esula
y'okuna. Luke chapter 4. Okuva ku lw'ekkomera n'okukkira. And he says.
Yagye ekitabo kya Isaya n'asoma.
He got the book of Isaiah ready.
N'abagamba omwoyo wa Mukama ali
ku nze. Nze
okulangira omwaka gwa Mukama ogw'okkirizibwamu. Okulangira abasibe muve mu kkomera.
Set the captive free out of prisons.
Mudde waka mulowooze
wa Mukama. Get back home and flee home.
Wani yafayo kubigambo byomusajja.
Is there anyone who minded to heed on his words?
Namuzalira namukiralo kya.
He was even bathed in the manger.
Ate oli gwe bamwanga kitawe
na mbazi mbazi. And the one who was given as a father was just a carpenter too.
Yomusajja mwafu yajjo tubu.
He's a poor man who kept his
prisoners.
There in the world there are prisons.
Era waba ali kumutara wa.
When he saw the cross he says.
Banange te munsi muno mulimwe
na. In the world there is sorrow. Leta mwa
kubanga mpangu
de. But take heart, I have overcome.
Ibi yali nako jela bige makomera
ngali kwa. Sorrow he had seen where the prisons on this world.
Kubanga sitani akole ebintu
banange
okulaba ng'omuntu tadda
mu ggulu
bali kunaaza mu mutwe ne mutandika yimba
mwerabira
n'okusinza katonda
ne
mudda kugamba omusumba oyo
w'amaanyi
ne mufuula musajja
wa katonda
Isaya esula ya nkaaga mu emu n'olunyiriri
lwakubiri
okulanga omwaka gwa Mukama ogw'okukkiririzibwamu n'olunaku lwa Katonda waffe olw'okuwalanirwamu eggwanga.
Ayagala okuwalana buli gwe yali akusibye mu kkomera.
Gwe
kakasa kimu ng'otoloka.
Olyoka
osindika y'amagye
g'Ababadoni
okukuba bonna ababadde bakulira mu kkomera
gano.
Amen.
Mukama mwetegefu okuwala
neggwangawabula
osooka kudduka mu kkomera
bwe
batodduseeyo
nayina gye lyakuta
amakomera gano obusitaani ge yateeka
ku nsi
tegalabika
n'amaaso ag'omubiri
era ago ge mulaba agaliwo
ge basibira ababbi
galaga kifaananyi kya geye
tegalaga
kifaananyi ky'amakomera gano obusitaani ge yateekawo
ku
kubanga bw'otuuka emukomero oba tokyakola funa
ebyoyagala
obaaka akutwala
yesu
yebazibukatugende mu Isaya
14
tulabe oba ddala sitaani akkiriza omuntu
okumutoa
Isaya 14:12 n'olunyiri lwa 12. Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu gwe Lusifa omwana w'enkya
yeeyitanga
munyenyenkyaube
byamulisa byakifuula nnenge.
Isaya 14:12.
Isaiah 14:12.
Ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka gwe yamegganga amawanga n'oyogera mu mutima gwo nti ndirinnya mu ggulu ndigulumiza entebe yange okusinga emmunyeenye za Katonda era ndituula ku lusozi olw'ekibiina ku njuyi ez'enkomerero ez'obukiiko obwa kkono ndirinnya okusinga ebire we bikoma. Ndifaanana oyo ali waggulu ennyo.
Ovuola bano bw'ajja ng'ayita mu bantu
bakugamba
There
is another seated in the throne of God.
Papa.
He is called the Pope.
You're
born against
believing.
You call Papa.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Papa.
And you call the pastor Papa. Be saved, friends. Our Father is in heaven.
Amen.
And you claim that
that pastor is seated in the position of God.
And the devil
is the one working all this. For he claimed he has to sit in the throne of the Most High.
And
they say when you see the desolation, sitting in the holy place, you will know that the Master is about to come back.
Tuli mu Isaya esura ya 18 n'olunyiriri lwa 16. Naye naye olisibwa emagombe ku njuyi ez'enkomerero ez'obunnya.
Baamala ne bamukwata.
They captured him eventually.
Emyaka egiyise 12-17 kati. Nga bamusuulayo
mu Emphasis was been cast in hell.
Ali mu kitebe kye wano mu bwakabaka
bw'omunnyiriri. The one in his place in the kingdom of the stars is Jezebel.
Era yakka wano ne
munnyanja. And she's the one who comes under the sea.
Yaddukanya emirimu gye.
She's the one moving his
visions. Naba bamukuba malaika abasi.
Even some of the fallen remaining angels.
Betugenda okweyongera
okutegeera. Whom we are going to continue to know.
Isaya 14:16.
Isaiah 14:16.
Abo. Abaakulabanga banaakukeberanga banaakulowoozanga nga boogera nti ye wuuyo eyakankanyanga ensi eyanyeenyanga obwakabaka eyazisanga ensi yonna n'asula ebibuga byamu ataatanga basibe be okudde ewaabwe.
He never
leaves his captives to go home.
Those
are the prisons he put on the world. Thinking of heaven real. Let me tell you, when you see the church and you forget heaven,
he
never accepts you to go back home. Philippians 3:20 says how? Verse 20.
Philippians 3:20. Lugamba bweruti. Kubanga fe ewaffe mu ggulu era kye tulindira omulokozi okuvaayo Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Amakomera gano ge yateeka ku
nsi. Prisons they put on the world.
Takiriza muntu kudda
mu ggulu. Never let anyone go back to heaven.
Era abasibe abasibira ddala paka.
Captives in prison them forever.
Paka malaika w'okufa lwakujja
mu bibi. The angel of death gets out of the body.
N'akukwasa owe magombe.
And they give the angel of hell.
Ebakolekeza mu bunyo obutakoma.
And they head to the bottomless pit.
Ebakuweibonezo.
And they punish you from
there. Paka ngatoze yo
wabu. Until you've not gone back to heaven in hell.
Ekyatisa makomera kano kugula
bamanyi. That's why you put these prisons. That's why there are many.
Mu bife ebyenja olubi kusomyeko.
Different places we've studied.
Akano mu mitwe gy'abantu.
Now in human heads.
Mu bitanda munda.
Under their beds.
Yesu yebaze.
Praise Jesus.
Mitwe gy'abanabbi b'obulimba abasabaze
betwasomye. False prophets, the transporters of the demons, men who are old of the villages. Right now they have entered even the youth, and they're transporters of demons spreading them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We've
seen many things,
but
all these are done by the devil, lest you go back to heaven.
He
never lets his captive go back home. And the things of heaven is what he wiped out of people. As long as they've been born in the world, they tell you are come from your mother's womb. That too is a captive, a prison. Do we come from the mother's womb? Our home is in heaven, we come from there.
First Timothy 6:7
says, we brought nothing on the world, and we shall go back with nothing, for we came from somewhere. Jeremiah says,
our father
knew us before we were in our mother's womb.
Now
the next prison on the world, if you have just come on the world, when you ask where you came from, they tell you have come from your mother's womb. Why don't you get back there? In the last word they say, he is a diseased, he has gone. He has gone where? Where he never came, he has gone. Praise Jesus. And at the end of it all, the Holy Spirit warns you as he says. Jeremiah 22.
Jeremiah esula ya 22 n'olunyiriri lwa 10. Jeremiah esula ya 22 n'olunyiriri lwa 10.
Jeremiah 22:10.
temukabira maziga oyo afa, so temumukungubagira, naye mumukabire nnyo nnyini amaziga oyo agenda, kubanga takyadda nate, so taliraba nsi ye waabwe.
Our
home is in heaven, do not go back there. And when you're crying, unless when you prove they have gone to hell, you cry and you claim,
oh,
my brethren has gotten destroyed like that.
They are being
in a prison until they have gotten destroyed. Why we cry? Because they have not gone back to their home. Our home is in heaven. Praise Jesus. All these you see on the walls, they are prisons.
Everything
you're within it, they are wasting your time. Do everything you do quickly. You prepare to get back home.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Don't be confused. As we
are
studying the scriptures of the devil, even the things we study in the world,
all
they are in the skin of the devil. You teach your children, teach them to give Caesar what he needs. What is
most
important? They have to study and know God.
For
we knew that the invention of books, each tree is in their schemes, the
principalities.
And you study for 20 years. 20 years you're studying. You've studied how many years?
You've
studied 21 years. He's still studying. But the ones of God, you've studied how long?
6 months.
On the years, he has studied 21 years studying the things of the world.
Now
the things of heaven, the devil made them a joke.
And
we studied for this world to be within it.
And we studied
for almost close to 40 years. You're studying.
That's what
Ecclesiastes told us.
That
the invention of many books, it worries the mind.
And
it weakens even the body.
When
you read the Bible to you dose, you already got mad, claiming people came from the apes and the baboons.
And another
sang a song that they started so much and they got mad.
Now,
God set up good prisons, you never think. And our master came and said, Jeremiah 4:21. Let's read it.
Jeremiah is where Yakuna. No, you have it in Murumu. Lugamba, where it is. Yeremia isula yakuna olunyiro amakumi abiri mu lumu. Ndituusaawa kulaba ebendera n'empuli y'eddoboozi ery'ekkondeere kubanga abantu bange basirusiru tebamanyi biwowongole by'abaana.
Things will finish all, but the word of God will never finish. I want to prove to you, even if you studied 50 years studying in the world, it will finish. But what will be asked of you is the word of God. If you study in the world, put more emphasis in knowing God. The rest will pass away. No one will ask you mathematics in heaven. Why did you get 9 9s in mathematics? What they will ask is the word of God. Now study to profit in the world. But don't study to profit you in either in heaven. It is not there. Anytime don't have God's word, he sees a senseless person moving in the world. Don't bring me that a professor. I look at you.
And
you see a professor, the head is empty. You can see this on the radio. And they speak words and you think the man understands. Yet God says, this is a senseless child.
Jeremiah 4:22. biwongole by'abaana so tebalina kutegeera.
There's nothing like understanding.
Baamagezi mu kukola obubi naye mu kukola obulungi tebalina kumanya. Nalaba ensi era laba nga njereere nga yeetabudde tabudde n'eggulu nga temuli musana
era biribaawo ku lunaku luli lwagenda
okudda
byonna bijjemu abisaanyeewo.
Yesu yeebazibwe.
Tulina okukola ekintu kiri kimu abooluganda,
tulwane
tudduke mu makomera g'abasitaani. Tuwuliddeko agamu ku ggo ayagala okumanya ebisinga ku makomera g'abasitaani.
Labika
ku lunaku olwokubiri tuba tusoma enkwe za sitaani
n'olwokusatu.
Ku lwokuna tuba tuddamu olugendo lw'eggulu
n'olwokusatu.
Era Mukama ayogera
nti
bw'otaba na kigambo
kyeoba
tolina
magezi.
Yogera mu Yeremiya
8:8
ogukwira
n'agamba
ekalaamu ekulimbye katusomeyo
Yeremiya essula y'omunaana. Yeremiya essula ya munaana olunyi lwa munaana. Mwogera mutya nti tulina amagezi n'amateeka ga Katonda gali naffe?
Amateeka byebiki?
What is the law?
Ani bw'ogamba tabanga tayena?
Would you tell they shouldn't steal, not commit adultery?
Mwogera mutya nti tulina amagezi?
Temuli ate nga temugalina.
And you have it not.
N'amateeka ga Mukama gali naffe? Naye laba ekkalaamu ey'obulimba y'abawandiisi ewandiisa ebitali bya mazima.
Emuwandiika zonto yenna.
And you write every foolishness.
Ensi simanyi yabaawo bweti
nagamwerimba
ebintu
byamwe
x simanyi ikoziwatikateba kyoyo muli awo
mwerimbaimanyiebintu. Why don't you calculate things of heaven? You don't want to know things there. They will beat you when you started to university. Yet hell is the one beating you now. And you claim to abandon how you started to a diploma level. That diploma should help you here, brethren. But don't expect it will help you to go to heaven. It shouldn't become a prison. Run from it. Study God. And the devil wonder what kind of
people. I
have bound them, they have run from me and stolen mine.
Amen.
Kaakati agenda
tukufunamuobuzibuabaana
baffe bakusoma
nyo ateaeryo
bagamba omuntu yava mu kisolo
waloosooteoyaa. They give you a paper and you answer, yes, he came from the
beast from
you. You get that paper tomorrow and you feel it, he came from heaven, you take it to the teacher. You give him his wrong ones, he understands, and you give him an answer after.
Amen.
We shall not accept the pens to deceive us.
Yeremiya essula ya munaana n'olunyiri lwa mwenda.
Jeremiah 8 verse 9.
Abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi.
Shame is about to reach them. When you reach, they used to fake things. Things of God, you made them upside down. That you were a professor.
A diplomatic man.
Diplomatic man.
What is that?
And he cast you in hell and he's speaking that.
Yeremiya essula ya munaana olunyiri lwa mwenda.
Jeremiah 9 verse 8 verse 9.
Abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi, bakeŋŋeetererwa, bawambiddwa, laba bagaanye ekigambo kya Mukama, era magezi ki agali mu bo?
You think one of these people which is wise, They have asked you what kind of wisdom is in them if they have rejected God's word. Brethren, all of you from nations, clans, and languages, whenever you study the matter, if you never know God, there is no eternal life, and you are in a prison. If you never get God's word within you, all that is wasting your time. The devil put those prisons to confuse you. We pray you get back to God and you see the way. I'll escape from the prison and we go back to heaven. We're going to come back on the other day to prove that they call demons. They are the fallen angels. And to prove that we beat them, to draw them, to be put in a bottomless pit to the day of judgment. God bless you. Thank you for coming.